KYUK hosted a city-sponsored call-in show on Thursday to discuss questions Bethel voters have on the upcoming ballot Measure 1 regarding banning alcohol sales under the state local option law. Come October 2nd, Bethel's registered voters will choose either yes or no on local option ballot measure, which results from a petition. If passed, Bethel would go from wet status with legal alcohol sales to what is called a damp status, where possession of alcohol is legal, but sales are not. Alcohol then would have to be imported. Jedediah Smith, a local government specialist with the Alcohol and Marijuana Control Office, joined the program by telephone. Smith says if local option were to pass, implementation would begin 90 days from when the election results are certified. With that, all alcohol licenses would become void, and restrictions on the amount of alcohol a person could import would snap into place.
Those amounts include 10.5 liters of distilled spirits, 24 liters or more of wine, or no more than 24 liters of wine, and a half keg of malt beverage or 12 gallons in individual containers.
Smith says that the current state statute allows the city to lower limits on alcohol beverage imports per month, should the city choose to do so. For tax collection changes, Anchorage-based liquor sellers would apply a 15% tax use to any alcohol orders from Bethel, according to the Bethel City Clerk, Lori Strickler. And those collected taxes would then be sent to the city of Bethel. But enforcement, she says, is a different story.
There was a discussion, but it was there was a concern that we would not be able to track that, and that the person that was carrying the alcohol on would then have to come to City Hall and self-report that 15% tax. So there wouldn't be a really good way for the city to track that type of purchase. So at this point, it's just through common carrier.
But state statutes may contain a solution to that, says Smith, in that it allows the city to establish a checkpoint at airports for alcohol monitoring.
If people brought beverages in their personal freight on a flight, the city could set up this designated site, and anything over a certain amount, it could, in theory, would be required to go through this designated site.
On the legal side of things, some alcohol-related misdemeanors would get bumped up to felonies under local option law. Basically, that would be for bootlegging, the sale or barter of alcohol by an unlicensed vendor, a violation that's currently a Class A misdemeanor. That would get bumped up to a Class C felony. Selling alcohol to a minor would also become a Class C felony. Homebrew alcohol would be allowed under local option, with federal limits for possession set at around 100 gallons per year.
It kind of comes down to whether an investigator has reason to believe that someone is brewing with the intention of selling or bartering that alcohol without a license.
If local option passes, the alcohol sales ban would be in place for a while. A petition could not be circulated to lift it for 2 years.
But if this does not pass and Bethel remains what we refer to as wet, someone could go through the process of circulating another petition.
You can listen to a recording of the full call-in show in English and Yukton at kyuk.org. In Bethel, I'm Christine Trudeau.